ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
You hear it right here on Ring Talk with Pedro, number one in the world, first and foremost.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Why don't you jump on the team and come on in for the big win? Yes, sir.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I was hallucinating one time, and I thought he came into my hotel room window, and I realized I didn't have any windows.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Yes, sir.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, airing exclusively on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. Straight up today, we've got 2 hours of solid programming. We're talking boxing in hour number one, and of course, the UFC, UFC 159 this evening. John Jones, Chael Sonnen, hooking it up in Las Vegas. If Chael Sonnen wins this fight, I think I'll cut off an arm. I don't think he's got a chance. This will be the biggest upset in MMA history. I'm talking about the UFC main event tonight, where Chael Sonnen talked his way into a fight with John Jones. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. On the box again, we've got HBO and Showtime going at it. HBO doing a split card, and of course Showtime emanating from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. Of course, the home of Zab Judah. Zab Judah, the former champion at 140 and 147 at one point in time. In 1996, when he got out of the Olympics or the Olympic trials, he was considered like the guy, the go-to guy. He was going to be the champion for a long, long time. But his chin failed him. And in 2001, he tried to hit a referee, tried to throw a stool at a referee, Jay Nady. Of course, he just got pulverized by Kostya Szyu for the World Junior Welterweight Championship. And he was in a state of confusement. He was confused, and he tried to throw the stool at the referee. Yeah, got suspended. Zab, not that good of a guy. Lots of stuff on Zab at ringtalk.com, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. But Zab Judah taking on Danny Garcia tonight, going to get licked like a stamp. Want to join us on the toll-free? Feel free, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're tweeting, too, twitter.com, using the hash mark ringtalk. This is Ring Talk Live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Nacho cheese.
Cool Ranch.
Nacho cheese.
Cool Ranch.
With the addition of Taco Bell's new Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Tacos, made from a shell of Cool Ranch Doritos chips, it's got people thinking, which Doritos Locos Tacos is their favorite?
I love them equally.
Hey, I didn't know that was an option. Can I change?
Yeah, me too.
Luckily, you don't have to decide. The new Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Tacos and the original Doritos Locos Tacos. Two favorites are better than one. Live Mas. At participating locations, Doritos and Cool Ranch are trademarks of Frito-Lay North America, Inc. 2013.
Welcome to the new era in basketball. SwishDisc is revolutionizing the game, and now you can be a part of it at SwishDisc.com. If you've heard about crowdfunding and wanted to get involved in all the excitement around creative, groundbreaking companies, now you have the perfect opportunity with SwishDisc.com. SwishDisc lets you quickly and easily improve the most critical element of your game. Go to SwishDisc.com today to discover basketball's newest and most innovative product to help you or the basketball player in your life take their best shot. Great for kids just starting out, plus high school, college players, and beyond. If you want to improve your shot, SwishDisc.com is the best place to start. You'll see how using the Swish Disc with a simple 5-minute tune-up establishes the core shooting fundamentals and muscle memory for a perfect shooting motion. It's more than a great new product. It's a chance to be a part of something that will change the way basketball is played. Go to SwishDisc.com and click on the crowdfunding link. You can see all the perks that help make crowdfunding the most fun you'll have off the court. Check out SwishDisc.com today. Take your best shot. SwishDisc.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on.
Let the fat man sing. He can sing a little bit, seriously. The only rapper I ever liked, Biggie Smalls. The late Biggie Smalls. You know he was shot by an L.A. cop, right? Check out the story. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. On the line from Southern California, well, he's excited. He's going to go see heavyweight boxing. And, of course, Chris Areola coming back, trying to get his name back in the title hunt. Of course, he's hasn't lost too many fights, but he's 248 pounds. That sort of concerns me because I know he was going down to around 240, 238. This is a WBC heavyweight championship elimination bout. He's taking on a guy named Bermain Stivern, who's 247 pounds, and they both look a little chunky. On the line from Southern California is a man who will be attending that fight tonight. I'm talking about my man. And I don't appreciate him enough for the work he does on the website and things like that. I want to give him his props right now, the great Kevin Perry. What's up, KP?
Oh, nothing much, man. It's a nice day. And actually, I wanted to bring something up just for the Ring Talk listeners. I believe you can listen to Ring Talk on your phone. And I left a post on the website for listeners. To, you know, try to listen to, you know, the broadcast on their phone. If they have any problems, they can always hit up on the comments section.
Okay, so it's live and the delayed shows you can hear on the phone?
Yes, I believe so.
Wow, you know, somebody told me the other day that 25% of people do the internet on a portable device, like their phone or their iPad or something like that. Is it that many people?
Yeah, I think about a good close to 25% to a third of people view the website on their phone. So, you know, everybody nowadays is a lot more user-friendly with, you know, technical devices and that type of thing. Myself, I still got an old-school dinosaur phone, so I think I need to step up to the plate eventually.
Well, I got 4G, but I will say this, okay? 1984, it's been here. I mean, they know where I'm at. They could follow me on my little phone. They could follow my smartphone all over the place. That's why they call it a smartphone, because they know where you're at.
Yeah, that's true. I think that's part of the reason why I like my phone. They'll know where I'm at.
Yeah, right. They can track a cell phone anywhere, believe me. Being in the investigative business, I know that. Chris Areola, he once told me on the show that he trained at the taco truck, and when he got up in the morning, he had a couple of beers and a burrito before he went out and ran. Now, I know he was being facetious, but the truth be told, he was a fat pig at one time. Is he disciplined now, or is he still, like, in between?
I don't know. It's hard to tell. I think he's had quite a bit of inactivity within the last year, so I believe that's probably what had to do with his weight fluctuating a bit. I think in the last few fights, he's been in quite a bit better shape.
Okay.
So I got to give him a little bit of credit there.
Okay, well, what's this guy Stivern bring to the dance besides the gut?
He can punch. I've seen him fight once. I mean, he's not much as far as boxing skills. I mean, he doesn't let his hands go. He kind of fights somewhat, methodically in there. He's just very lethargic. He started boxing late also, I believe. I think close to 20 years old. So I think he was a former football player in Canada. So, I mean, I don't know. He can punch, so he brings an element of interest to the bout because, you know, and in heavyweight bouts, any fight can end on one punch. But Areola, he's got quick hands, Areola can punch also, and he's been fighting since he was a kid, so you kind of got to give him the edge.
Chris Areola, of course, the former heavyweight title challenger, looking to get back in the mix. Are there any heavyweights? Take that back. Deontay Wilder is fighting across the pond, I believe, against Audley Harris, and Audley spells his name A-U-D-L-E-Y. I spell his name O-D-D-L-E-Y. He is O-D-D-L-Y. He is Audley. He's an Audley guy, no question about that. A former gold medalist. Of course, he's won this prize fighter tournament, I believe, in the U.K., fighting lesser entities and world-class guys. Now he's taking on Deontay Wilder, and Deontay hasn't fought a live body yet. He's 27-0, I think, with 27 whacks. But, Kev, he hasn't even stepped up and fought a guy like of your level.
I think the bottom line with Wilder is, and I think this was maybe 10 fights ago, he fought a fighter, I think, with a losing record, and he almost got knocked out. I mean, he did knock the guy down 3 times. So I think there's a big question with his chin. And, I mean, for a guy to go 27-0 and 27 knockouts at his stage, that's not that doesn't show his talent level. That shows the lack of talent of his opposition. So I think this fight tonight is going to be a big step up. I think Audley Harrison, even though he's kind of been lackluster in his biggest fights, it's a huge step up.
He's a bum.
He's a pretty decent fighter. I mean, he's only lost to quality opposition. I mean, maybe one fight he lost to a guy that was kind of subpar. But, you know, I mean, he just hasn't stepped up to the plate, but neither has Wilder. So Wilder's this is a good test for Wilder. Wilder is just, his chin is a huge question mark in my mind.
What about the chin of Tyson Fury getting dropped by Steve Cunningham? Cunningham ahead on points at the stoppage point of their fight last week on NBC the NBC Sports Network. Were you a little stunned there? I mean, Tyson talks a great game, and I thought, you know, with his decent amateur pedigree, the fact that he had beaten David Price and guys like that, and he was 6'9". Again, if I was 6'9", nobody would ever touch me, but do we have to start? Are there concerns now about the chin of Tyson Fury?
I don't know. I mean, when I watched the fight, I think he got caught with a very clean punch. And I think with these fighters, the way they respond to getting knocked down is a big sign. I mean, you've seen Vladimir Klitschko in some fights, and he's been knocked down, and he kind of loses his marbles. Tyson Fury, what I did like is, you know, he got knocked down, he composed himself, he got up, and then he dominated pretty much the rest of the fight. And I think that's a good sign. I think it's good when young fighters, they get knocked down earlier in their career and they could come back. I think his biggest issue is, I don't think he really fights tall all that well. I mean, he leaves gaps, his jab is kind of sloppy. He just fights overall very sloppy to me. But he does have tools, and he's got a lot that he can improve on. So in that sense, I mean, the heavyweight division is so weak right now. I think it's good that he stepped up and fought, even though Cunningham was a former cruiserweight. Cunningham was a pretty good fighter. So, you know, you got to give him at least some credit for the victory and not just look at the knockdown. I mean, he did win the fight.
Okay. I've got mixed emotions anytime an older fighter, a guy with a lot of miles on him, gets back in the ring, especially against a guy of it's near his peak or at his peak. I'm talking about Zab Judah stepping in tonight against world 140-pound champion Danny Garcia. Garcia unbeaten 25 and zip, 16 wags. Judah now 42-7, 28 KOs. A former champion at 140, 147. He even held a alphabet belt at 154. But Zab's got so many miles on him. I mean, they're fighting in Brooklyn, New York. He sort of reminds me of an old subway car. I mean, he's got millions of miles on his boxing body.
Well, I think that the biggest thing here is with Zab Judah and Danny Garcia is when people look at Zab Judah, they look at the speed, they look at the power and this and that. I can't really think of any really top fighters he's knocked out except for Corey Spinks, and Spinks kind of has a questionable chin. Garcia has shown a pretty good set of whiskers. I don't think he's ever been down in his career. He does have defensive liabilities, but the way he fights, I think he's going to bring it to Zab Judah. I think he'll be able to walk through the best that Zab has to offer, and I don't know if Zab can walk through the best punches that Garcia has to offer. And Garcia actually, he's got pretty quick hands. I mean, he kind of looks a little slow on his feet kind of reminds me similar to like a Canelo Alvarez in that sense. But his hands are fast. He punches with guys, and he catches them. Kind of throws looping punches, but for him, that kind of works. That's his style. And a good amateur background to go along with it.
Zab Judah, the former champion, the Brooklyn Bad Boy, being fed to the Lions tonight on Showtime when he takes on Danny Garcia for the World 140-pound Championship. Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com, that's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com, where you can listen to this show and read all the articles, all that kind of good stuff on your smartphone. Check it out, ringtalk.com on your smartphone. KP, all the best. You good weekend.
All right, thanks a lot.
Peace and respect. He's going to the fight tonight. Of course, Chris Ariola fighting in Southern California. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. HBO splitting their broadcast tonight. We'll talk about that after the break. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And check it. You're on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Walk away and twist your hips. Make sure you keep him. Don't let nobody take care of your business better than you do.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now when you learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
There are many debt relief plans and scams out there. So if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts about legitimate debt relief solutions available to you, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational kit that will tell you about your options in simple, easy-to-understand terminology. The kit is free. The shipping is free. And there is absolutely no sales pitch, just the facts. Sent directly to you in the mail, this free informational kit can be mailed to you today so you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision.
Call 800-287-8013 and ask for your free kit. That's 800-287-8013. This is a first-come, first-served offer, and kits are limited. So call right now for your free debt information kit. 800-287-8013. Call now. 800-287-8013.
Boxing is an unnatural act, because everything in it is backwards. You want to move to the left, you don't step left, you push on the right toe. To move right, you use your left toe. Instead of running from the pain, like a sane person would do, you step into it.
Checking the horns of the mighty Tower of Power, folks. Speaking of Tower of Power, my buddy Brent Carter, former Tower of Power lead singer, and of course the current lead singer for the Average White Band, AWB, and he's African American. Anyway, he sung lead last night for both Tower of Power and AWB back in Pennsylvania. Evidently, Larry Braggs had a retina operation, and Brent took a 15-minute break in between sets, did a like an hour and a half set with the AWB, came back after 15 minutes and did an hour and a half set with the Tower of Power. So Brent got it going on, man. Brent's got a voice. Brent's a hell of a boxing fan as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing, MMA in the upcoming hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we're talking UFC 159 live from Las Vegas. Chael Sonnen, the mouth that roared. Bit of a racist, I think. I think that's how we got into this. And I'll talk about that in hour number two, how he sort of dropped little racial nuances here and there. And that sort of propelled him to the position in which he's in right now, challenging John Jones, considered the best fighter in the world of MMA for the UFC Light Heavyweight Championship. UFC 159 starts at Facebook, 3:30 p.m. Pacific time, goes to FX Cable. The last show on FX Cable at 5 o'clock, of course, will go on to Fox Sports 1, I think, in August. And then the main event starts, or the main card starts at 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time, on pay-per-view. Speaking of pay-per-view, should be paper. Listen, when this guy's on the show, I'm talking about Jason Nava. He knows his stuff, blogger from the peninsula. What's up, big man? How are you? Jason, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How's life treating you, bro? You look like you're out of breath. You having sex or something or what?
Nah, not right now, bro.
Okay, not right now. Hey, pretty good weekend of fights, man. I mean, you know, Danny Garcia defending the World Junior Welterweight Championship, 25-0, 16 KOs. Zab Judah. Zab's not going to make 12 rounds here, will he?
You know, that's always the case with Zab. You know, he has the physical ability, but does he have the mental capacity to last the full 12 rounds? I think, you know, he's gonna sweep the first 4 or 5 rounds, similar to what he was doing to Mayweather, and then Garcia's going to start walking him down, he's going to start landing shots, and Zab's going to lose it. You know,
I'm not going to criticize a local guy, but you know who was one of the best gym fighters ever locally? He's been retired for a few years. Paris Alexander. He's a trainer now.
I've heard the exact same thing. I've heard it from many people.
I mean, I'm going to tell you, one time he's fighting the number one ranked junior lightweight in the world, the guy out of South Africa, up there on a Don Chargan card in Sacramento. And it's an 8-round fight. And he's licking this guy like a stamp for 6.5 rounds. I think he quit in the 7th. Just gave it up. Just mentally broke down.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain that. You know, he had all the tools, but just mentally, he couldn't put it all together on fight night.
Okay, Amir Khan's going to take on Julio Diaz here. Julio ain't got much of a chance, does he? I don't think he can. People think he can punch a little bit, but I don't think so. I think he's got 29 KOs and 40 wins. I don't think he's going to be knocking out Amir Khan, but he has a possibility with that Amir Khan chin, right?
With Amir Khan, there's always the possibility of that chin, unless you're like Paulie Malignaggi and you got 7 knockouts in 40 fights. But, yeah, with Amir Khan, it's always a big question mark. But, I think Khan should win that fairly easily.
Paulie Malignaggi, my man, I love Paulie. Paulie's a great broadcaster, good kid to be around. I mean, a decent fighter. But Adrian Broner's gonna put a licking on him.
That's an interesting fight, you know, because I think, did you see the Broner versus Ponce de Leon fight?
Yeah.
A few years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I think Ponce de Leon gave him a lot of trouble, and he did it with his southpaw style. He was patient. He stayed on the outside. Everyone says you got to beat Broner on the inside. Ponce de Leon stayed on the outside with his southpaw style and troubled Broner. And, you know, Malignaggi has the potential to do the same thing. And you got to remember, Broner's jumping up 2 weight classes right now.
Okay, so what you're trying to tell me is you're willing to bet a soda on Malignaggi here, and I'll take Broner or what?
I think you got the safe money still on Broner. I think it's a closer fight than people are making it to be.
Okay, Chris Ariola is coming back tonight, and no big thing there. I mean, he's taking on this guy's Bermain Stirvigan. I can't find a whole lot about this guy. I mean, this is a WBC elimination title fight. I think we'll pass on that one. Sergio Martinez, the world middleweight champion, 52-2, 28 wax, taking on Martin Murray, 25-0-1, 11 KOs. Martin Murray is going down to Argentina for this one, and HBO is as well, but Martin Murray is going to leave like 25-1, don't you think?
Yeah, they selected him for a reason. This is Martinez's homecoming fight, so to speak. It's probably his last fight in Argentina. They selected Murray for a reason. They see something in him. And you know, he can't really punch too well.
You know,
he's not a hard hitter. And I think to beat Martinez, who's had, you know, quite a few knockdowns, he's been knocked down quite a few times. I think you got to have some pop, and I don't think Murray has enough.
Okay. I got Martinez at 3.5-1, but, you know, I wouldn't bet on this fight, and I'm telling the listeners and the readers not to because of the fact that Martinez will be operating on his his surgically prepared leg. We don't know what's going to happen there.
Yeah, that's a good point. And he's, what, 37, 38?
38, man, 38. Anyway, when are you going to come right for ringtalk.com?
Whenever you ask me to, man. I'm ready.
Put something together this week, man. We'd love to have you, okay?
Yeah, that's no problem.
Okay, say hello to the novice for me. If you happen to see the godfather himself, Anthony Pellegrino, tell him I love him.
Will do, sir.
All the best to you, sir. Jason Nava, folks, soon to be part of the Ring Talk crew. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Folks, I know how to pick them. I mean, when I sort of pick riders, like I pick grapes. And I only eat the best grapes, I only pick the best riders. But if you look at the guys that have been with me and the guys that have left me over the years and went on to bigger and better things, they got their schooling here, they got their feet wet here, and guess what? We made them stars at ringtalk.com, so we're hoping to do the same thing with Jason Nava. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing this hour. Next hour, of course, about MMA. This guy, Bernd Sturven, is 22-1-1, 20 KOs, yawning. Chris Ariola, 35-2, 30 KOs, yawn, yawn, yawn. Amir Khan, 27-3, 19 KOs. Shaky Chin, 11-1 favorite. Whoa, Julio Diaz, 40 wins, 7 losses, 1 draw, 29 wax. When I say, I don't think Diaz got much of a chance here at all, if any chance at all. Sort of like the slim and none chance. Like, you know, Zab Judah's got, like Don King used to say, he's got two chances, slim and none, and Slim just left town. But that show on HBO, there'll be half the card will be from Argentina, half the card will be from Ontario, California. That's where Ariola is going to be fighting. I think Ariola is going at 10 p.m. Eastern time. There's a Sky TV card, as I said, in Amir Khan and Julio Diaz. Sky TV, you can get them on the web, usually if you go to the Yahoo International page, yahoo.com, then you go to the international page and look up live stream in the UK. You can usually pull down some of these fights in the United Kingdom. And you know what? The British broadcasters, and I am an American broadcaster, so I sort of kick on myself and my own people in the teeth there. But the bottom line is the Brits do a better job. They just do. They're more objective. They know how to spot things. I mean, they're great. They're spot on with their analyzation. I mean, Jim Watt, although he's got that Scottish, you know, and he's sort of tough to listen to sometimes. But, man, Jim Watt's got it going on. Jim Watt's a pretty good announcer. A lot of those guys, Johnny Nelson, guys like that, the former cruiserweight title holder from the UK, those guys got it going on. And if you watch them and listen to them, it's a totally different picture, an audio picture of what you're getting when you watch the fights on HBO. Because for the most part, HBO has an investment. They have an investment in the fighters in which they've signed. So if they've signed Pedro Fernandez and gave him $5 million and as a signing bonus, and he's fighting this guy on, you know, they want him to win so he can continue, you know, to look good and make the network look good and make some money and this and that. But were he to lose, yeah, you know, lose twice, you're gone. Lose once on HBO, usually out of it. Lose twice, you're history. The bottom line is at the end of the day, we've got boxers from A to Z, male and female, and trying to get it on, trying to climb the ladder, trying to make it to the HBO level, trying to make it to that Showtime level. Now you've got people like Kathy Duva, longtime NBC Sports person, as far as she's a promoter, but she's been tight with NBC Sports back to the days of Kevin Monahan. Okay, I mean way back in the 80s, always been tight with NBC. Did a couple of cards where she actually bought time, I believe, on the Peacock Network. But she's got it going with this NBC Sports Network. She's trying to get things going there. They only had a couple hundred thousand viewers for the last couple of cards. So the numbers on NBC Sports World are not very good at all. They're just not. Speaking of numbers, man, the UFC and the Ultimate Fighter, I'll talk about that in hour number two. They did like buku numbers last week as far as the Ultimate Fighter was concerned. That was 10 days ago. And, of course, the UFC on Fox last week. Wow. Did like seven, at one point there was like 7 million viewers tuned in, 7 million people. I think it's sort of the average of 4.7 million viewers, but man, wish boxing could draw that kind of people. May the 4th, the man that draws, or the man that doesn't, the man that wants to get beat, people want to see get beat, or the people want to see him beat people. I'm talking about Floyd Mayweather, the bad boy, the best fighter pound for pound in the world of boxing, of course, which now 43-0, 26 wax, something like that, okay? Taking on the once-beaten ghost out of Gilroy, California, the garlic capital of the world. I'm talking about Robert Guerrero. Was Guerrero like 31-1-1? Something, you know, he's only lost that one fight, had that draw. He's a good fighter. He's a solid fighter. I mean, the fact that he beat Andre Berto in his last fight, I mean, that was a convincer. And the Sol Cook-Aiden fight, that wasn't Aydin was a guy that nobody wanted to fight because he was difficult. They couldn't make any money with him. So Guerrero and those people coaxed Don King. They bring Selkirk Aydin to San Jose, California. And then, of course, Guerrero beat him last summer. And then he beat Humberto. And now he's lined up with Mayweather. And he's like a 4-1 underdog in the minds of a lot of people. Now, 4-1 are long odds in the world of boxing. If you're a 4-1 underdog, it's almost like you're a no-hoper. Okay? I mean, Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay, was a 6-1 underdog against Sonny Liston. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Underdogs tonight winning? I don't think so. Go with the chalk. All about chalk on this card. All about Saturdays and the favorites winning. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live World, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is Tower of Power doing Tavares on their latest album, The Great American Soul Book. Right now, you're heavenly,
heavenly, heavenly to me. Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
The American boxer, Clay here, certainly in control of the bout at the moment, but he does have his bad moments as Cooper comes in with that left hand. Oh, he's only just out of range with this one, just over the top of Clay's crinkly hair. Just seconds left of this fourth round, and it's Clay poking out one, two left hands, and then getting a good left hand from Cooper in return. A very solid one there by Cooper into Clay's face. Now Clay tries to come back the left foot, and Clay is down! Cooper has downed him! Oh, a beautiful punch there! And as the bell goes, Clay had just been dropped by a beautiful punch from Cooper!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best. The darkest of night with the moon shining bright, the
has a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
28 plus years now, I guess my record speaks for itself, and you are not bragging when you are telling the truth. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing this hour. MMA, the UFC, specifically UFC 159, coming up in hour number two on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Well, Jared Woods, one of my great writers at ringtalk.com from the East Bay, now living in the Big Apple, just got married. Congratulations on that. Anyway, came up with a column this weekend. He's talking about Tim Bradley, 30-0, 12 KOs. Of course, the guy that beat Manny Pacquiao in a disputed decision last June 2012. He's going to put that WBO title, 147-pound title, on the line against the Manny Pacquiao's arch nemesis, Juan Manuel Marquez, 55-6, 140 KOs. Looks like that's going to go down September 14th, the Mexican Independence Day weekend in Las Vegas. And, you know, I don't think that's good, a very good fight for Marquez. I really don't. I think Bradley's tall. He's rangy. He fights with, you know, in an unorthodox manner. He uses his head a lot, that big old bowling ball head of his. He butts a lot. And I just don't think this is a good fight for Marquez. So if I was Marquez, I'd be looking for that Manny Pacquiao. Speaking of Manny Pacquiao, people want to know who Manny Pacquiao is going to fight September. Well, you know, I was looking at a fighter that, what's his name? Vernon Paris. Vernon Paris got knocked out by Zab Judah last year, okay? He was an undefeated lad. I think he was 25-0 or 26-0 with 15 KOs. And Zab Judah pulled off an upset and knocked him out, okay? So when he came back in his comeback fight, he fought a guy that was 4-27 or 4-38, okay? That's the kind of guy Manny Pacquiao should be fighting. A guy that's 4-28, 4-38, something like that. I mean, a guy that can barely breathe. The guy that can hold up his gloves. I mean, you just want Manny to get back in the ring. See, Manny's been put into another dimension. I mean, he's been knocked into another time zone. You know, when he got knocked out in Las Vegas and woke up in Laughlin. Wow. I mean, that he was snoring. He was asleep. He was unconscious. Knockouts like that, fighters don't come back from. They just don't. Psychologically, physically, it's the mental barrier is there. The physical barrier is there. Okay, the neurological damage suffered by a knockout, a brain bleed, when you get knocked out and get concussed, when you've been knocked out unconscious, okay, boom, and you wake back up, that is a brain bleed. That's a concussion. 20% of boxers from 2001 to 2006 in a five-year study by the Nevada State Athletic Commission suffered concussions in boxing matches in that state. Okay, only 2.1% of MMA fighters suffered concussions in that state. Draw the conclusions. Boxing, much more dangerous as far as the head and things like the brain's concerned, I think, than MMA. And MMA is tougher on the tendons and the ligaments. I mean, man, that your body gets worked over in MMA, no question about that. But speaking of MMA, going to talk about that Gilbert Melendez, Benson Henderson World UFC lightweight fight. Of course, that was the main event along with Frank Mir and Daniel Cormier. That's coming up in hour number two on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But back to Manny Pacquiao. He should be taking on Scott Cuddy, 4-28, something like that. Pedro Fernandez, 4-90. Some, you know, I mean, a guy that you can blow over. Because I think Manny needs a blowover type of fight. I do. They brought Vernon Paris back the right way. That's the way you bring guys back from knockouts. You put him in there with a guy that has no hope. Okay? You maybe want to get a guy that looks decent physically, you know, so you don't say, yeah, knocking out some fat guy that looks like he's, you know, just got here from the Taco Bell or the Jack in the Box, just grubbing. No, no. You want to look a guy that looks good physically, and you can get an opponent like that. You can. I mean, Manny could fight in the Philippines. He could draw, like, you know, big amounts of people into that stadium. Not going to make a lot of money over there as far as ticket prices are concerned. And the U.S. TV networks are scared of afraid of going to the Philippines because of security reasons. You know, they've got some terrorist issues and things like that over there. But, hey, we got him in this country. Speaking of terrorists, how about this former boxer? And I talked about this on last week's show. You know, Tamerlan, I mean, we'll just call him murderer number one. We're not going to go into this lead shooter and all that kind of stuff. No, murderer number one, murderer number two, all that kind of good stuff. Murderer number two, I believe they got him in jail. But murderer number one was a former New England Golden Gloves champion, okay? And according to Eric Botcher, who's a matchmaker, he worked with Don King, he's worked with America Presents, he's worked with everybody, okay? He's a former newspaper writer for the Gilroy Dispatch. That's when I met him back in 1988. He was covering boxing or wanted to cover boxing. I sort of helped him get in the door with Flash and Boxing Update magazines. and Eric's taking it to a level of his own. Of course, a father of one now, and a matchmaker extraordinaire. No question about that, one of the best matchmakers in boxing. But he goes to the national tournaments looking for, you know, elite talent. He tries to go once or twice a year to these national tournaments. So in 2010, he went and saw Murderer Number One lose in the Nationals, okay? And he thought Murderer Number One had some abilities. So he approached the guy, and he wasn't being ignored, and he wasn't being addressed either. I mean, it wasn't like this Murderer Number One was paying any attention. I'm talking about the guys that bombed the Boston Marathon, what, almost 2 weeks ago now? He ignored Eric, didn't ignore Eric, didn't acknowledge Eric. Eric was asking him, are you interested in turning pro? Because Eric was thinking, you know, this guy isn't a heavyweight per se, but he can make a pretty good cruiserweight, and he's got talent. I think I can get some weight on. Anyway, Eric was seeing things. Eric was seeing cherries, okay? And the bottom line is, you know, the kid didn't want to have nothing to do with it. So the trainer interjected, said he's not interested. And now this week, Time Magazine, you know Time Magazine, right? Some guy named Krugman that writes for Time Magazine. The fight chick, Frances Martel, our own, of course, the former Harvard independent editor at Harvard University, now studying in law school. She wrote a piece, a response to that. But this guy tried to say, is boxing responsible for the Boston Marathon bombings? You got to be kidding. Are you kidding? The guy got out of boxing. Boxing was for infidels, okay? He was smoking weed. He got away from smoking weed. Him and his brother were part of the wake and bake crowd. They used to, you know, get up in the morning, wake a little bit, bake a little bit, and go about and do your thing, okay? He was hanging out with stoners. That's when his life turned upside down, is that, you know, in 2010, 2011, the older Murderer Number One, you know, got together with Murderer Number Two, and they decided they were going to pull off these, you know, these terrorist attacks. And as far as, you know, being a former policeman and a licensed private investigator and somebody that's studied crime pretty closely for the last almost four decades, I could tell you this is not something that somebody dreams up and goes on the internet and ends up doing. It ain't going to happen that way. I think this was well planned out, and I think it was financed as well. As far as people saying that these two guys were two rogue guys, of course they're going to say that during interrogating. I didn't have any help. Nobody helped me. I got this all on the internet. Yeah, that's what they all say. But the bottom line is boxing did not make this guy go out and blow up people and kill people at the Boston Marathon, okay? If anything, if he would have stayed with boxing, he would have been disciplined. And he would have had his mind on other things other than blowing up the world, okay? And that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to cause havoc and destruction. He did so, and he got taken out by his own brother. Murderer Number Two ran him over when he was fleeing the scene. So what can I say? That's brotherly love for you. But the bottom line is boxing, an innocent party in this whole Boston Marathon thing, and shame on Time Magazine for even thinking about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Now, back to Manny Pacquiao. He's sort of like in a quagmire of sorts. Because listen, he can't fight anybody good, and he can't fight a 4-28 guy either. Although I think he should fight a 4-28 guy. Okay, but he can't because he's Manny Pacquiao. He just can't do that. Okay, but I'm telling you, I think that if you want to push the apple cart and put him in there with a good guy like a Mike Alvarado or a Brandon Rios or something like that, I think it would spell disaster. I think Alvarado would eat Pac-Man alive. I just do. I think Alvarado's not the greatest fighter in the world, but I think Pac has sort of been exposed to an extent. You know, the loss to Tim Bradley, call it controversial, call it what you want, but the bottom line is he lost, and then getting knocked down and then knocked out against Juan Manuel Marquez, it sort of tells you, you know, that Manny Pacquiao has seen better days. That the Filipino people now, with the loss of Nonito Donaire a couple of weeks ago, losing to Guillermo Rigano, of course, in the process, giving up the world 122-pound championship to a fighter that only had 10 fights going in, two-time Olympic gold medalist, who I predicted on the show would win, and people laughed about it. Hector Martinez, the manager of Roberto Duran, the ex-manager of the greatest fighter that ever lived, Roberto Duran, the greatest fighter ever, I think, no question about that. But, you know, Hector was all over Rigano, the Cuban, telling me he was lazy, telling me that Louis de Cubas, the guy that's sort of like the Cuban godfather, getting these guys off the island and making them pros, Joel Castamore, guys like that, the 1992 Olympic gold medals, that de Cubas had let Guillermo go because he was such a head case. According to de Cubas, Guillermo Rigueno is a bigger head case than Roberto Duran was at the end of his career. And Roberto Duran was a head case. You would not believe it. We were putting out fires. We had people going to his room late at night. I mean, Roberto was just a bit of a head case at the end. And you know what? A lot of fighters get that way because, you know, they're spoiled and they've always been prima donnas. And now all of a sudden, you know, they're not the number one guy in the promotion anymore. They're not really the star anymore. You know, they're sort of like there to just there to be there because of their name. And guys don't dig it. And that's the way I think Manny Pacquiao is going to end up unless he retires right now. He's going to get hurt, and he's going to get hurt bad, and it's going to look bad for boxing. It's not going to look good for his legacy. And as far as the Filipino is concerned, now he's lost. I said Donaire is lost. So it's time to find a new hero. It's time to find a new Filipino icon as far as the world of boxing is concerned. Maybe you can find one in the world of MMA. I'm seriously, the UFC, because that's where everything's going. I think the attention now is going to the world of combat sports. Although the UFC has its flaws, lots of them. MMA has flaws, okay, as does boxing. MMA is delivering for the most part. As far as the public's concerned, and boxing, the numbers, they haven't been all that great. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, the MMA are upcoming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Want to talk about Daniel Cormier licking Frank Mir like a stamp last week. Man, UFC on Fox TV. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of boxing. When we come back, I'll give you all my predictions for tonight. And if I'm wrong on any of them, well, I probably won't be. But if I am, we'll talk about it tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in six different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
If you or someone you love suffers from alcohol or drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We're the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accept PPO private insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral line today at 888-323-8561. The call is free, 888-323-8561. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder.
Okay, as we enter the time tunnel of boxing with a theme from the time tunnel of 1966, I think it was ABC TV. We talk about tonight's fight. Chris Areola, a big favorite. I've got him probably 3-1 favorite over this guy, Bermaine Stiverne, 22-1-1. I don't think Stiverne's going to win because I don't think Goosen will bring anybody, Dan Goosen, his promoter, will bring anybody with a pulse. As I said, the Martinez fight with Martin Murray down in Argentina, Martinez is 3.5-1, but since he's recovering from a surgically repaired leg, I'm going to say, you know what, let's pass on that one. That and the age, man. Let's pass on that one and see what he's got left, okay? Of course, across the pond, Harrison, 31-6, 23 wax, taking on the American Hope, hopefully, 27-0, 27 wax, with Deontay Wilder. He's got their heavyweights. Deontay is 6'7". Is he the real deal? Oh, I guess we will eventually find out, but it probably won't be in this fight here. Martinez, as I said, 52-2, 28 KOs. Murray, Double M, 25-0, one draw and 11 KOs. He's going to get licked like a stamp. And, of course, in Brooklyn, New York, the end, the swan song for the bad boy. I'm talking about Zab Judah, Zab D.L. Judah. That's where he was born. Of course, he's straightened out his life. He's dumped Judaism now. He's a born-again Christian. You know what sort of reminds me? When I worked in jails and I work in law enforcement and this and that, you know what was sort of that born-again had to do with a lot of guys? Guys that were recovering, guys that were, like, you know, looking to clean up their act, you know, guys that had committed murders and rapes and all that kind of good stuff, they always turned to this being this born-again thing. But guess what? Seeing the recidivism rate is what it is in the United States. I guess they don't stay born again that long. How long will Zab Judah stay born again? Well, at 35 years old, he needs to be born again. Born again physically, born again pugilistically. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. He's 42-7. He'll end up 42-8. I don't know if he'll even sweep the early rounds against Danny Garcia tonight, which is his MO, which he's done in the past. Chris Garcia, 25-0, 16 wax, the world junior welterweight champion. I don't know if Zab Judah can sweep the rounds on him. I think he's going to try to, but when I look at Zab now, I see an old, old man. I mean, he may be 35 years old physically, all right, as far as, you know, the calendar, the Roman calendar is concerned. But in the world of a boxer, Zab Judah's been boxing now for better than, he's 35 years old. He's been boxing for almost 25 years, 17 years as a pro. Holy cow, too many miles on the body, man, like one of those Brooklyn subway cars. You know, just millions and millions of miles, all kinds of miles on the car. The car still runs, but it creaks and makes all kinds of noise, and it drags. But that's sort of like Zab Judah at the age of 35, like an old subway car. Too many miles, should be replaced. But I think tonight Danny Garcia will replace him, and he'll erase the mouth from Brooklyn, the bad boy from Brooklyn. Good old Zab Judah. Yeah, him and his brother Daniel. I'll never forget that some hooker told me that one of the Judas gave her a counterfeit $100 bill. Yeah, way to go. Talk about commerce, huh? And, of course, there was the pushing the elderly usher, the Judah boys, at the Mandalay Bay after a fight in Las Vegas. So, Zab, what can I say? Zab's not the greatest guy in the world. Never been the my favorite guy, but I wish him the best tonight. It ain't going to be enough. He's going to get licked like a stamp. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Tower of Power, telling us it is so very hard to go. At least the Boxing Hour, MMAR, upcoming on the Sports Byline Network. Of course, USC 159 tonight in Las Vegas. Check out the review from last week. We have Bellator news, all kinds of stuff in the world of MMA upcoming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Till then, peace.